Lord Argyle to Secretary Townsend on plans for an attack on the rebels at Perth, 24th December, 1715. My Lord, I have received the honour, or Lordship's letter, of the 15th, and as to the pretender's landing, I only informed your Lordship of the expectations the rebels had of his coming, and the consequences which I foresaw from it, and am most heartily glad that they are like to be mistaken. We are preparing everything to enable us to endeavour to dislodge the rebels from Perth, but I believe everybody here agrees with me in opinion that when we are ready to move, the weather may stop us. I believe my Lord, Mr. Cadogan, will have informed your Lordship that this attempt on Perth will be an expedition of very great expense, for within 7 miles of that place we shall find neither forage provision nor firing, and very little within 16 miles of it. I will not trouble your Lordship with the other difficulties we shall have to struggle with, on account of the different measures the rebels have to pursue. I dare say your Lordship will find we shall do so as much as can be done. And one good step towards it is that they who have the honour to serve His Majesty here perfectly agree in their opinions. As to following the rebels amongst the hills, I am confident His Majesty and his ministers have been very much misinformed in relation to that matter, for I take it to be altogether impossible for an army to follow the Highlanders amongst the hills in winter time, and very hard to do it even in the summer. If we were, my lord, so happy as to be in possession of Perth, all that can be hoped for is to distress the rebels by forcing them to remain in the mountains. Tomorrow we expect the head of the Dutch troops to arrive at Edinburgh, and the rear the beginning of January. When the ships with the artillery and ammunition will arrive, if they are set out, depends on the wind, which at present is very contrary. My lord, it appears very plain to me by your lordship's last letter that there have been very strange misrepresentations made to His Majesty and his ministers of the state of affairs here. Time, my lord, will convince His Majesty and everyone who has the honour to serve him that my descriptions are true. There are, it seems, my lord, great pains taken to raise such expectations in His Majesty and his ministers as all the generals and troops in the world are not able to answer. I wish, my lord, there may be no further design in that than the giving wrong impressions of me. My lord, the moment we are in a readiness, if the weather will permit of it, against which there is no fighting, we shall use our endeavours to dislodge the rebels from Perth. When that attempt is made, or that the weather proves such as to prevent it for any considerable time, I beg I may have His Majesty's leave to return. Mr. Evans, my lord, has been so ill of late that if his indisposition continues, I must beg leave of His Majesty that he may go to the bath. He struggles with it as much as he can, and indeed his absence will be a great loss to the service, for no man can distinguish himself more than he has on this occasion. I believe, my lord, it is necessary I should know His Majesty's pleasure in case any of the rebels should surrender themselves, what I should do with them, whether I may permit them to go to London to beg His Majesty's mercy, or if I may take their paroles and confine them to Edinburgh or Glasgow, or if I am to imprison them, or if bail should be taken for them. The gentlemen, my lord, who are prisoners among the rebels, have desired me humbly to apply to His Majesty that they might be relieved. Your lordship will be so good to let me know His Majesty's pleasure likewise upon that point. I am, my lord, with the greatest respect, your lordship's most obedient and most faithful humble servant, Argyle.